Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
September, Truck Month. Moran Chevrolet, perfect time to elevate your tailgating game at Moran. Number one selling Chevy dealer and best game day start. The 26 Silverado Crew Cab 4x4. Lease one at Moran right now. $349 a month, 24 months. Or the 26 Equinox LT, $279 a month, 36 months. Guys, they got the best deals in town, MoranExpress.com, or you can stop by on Gratiot, just north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. It's Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price period. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Why did you see? This is mean. This is the type of rude, unsavory, uncouth, churlish behavior I do not appreciate. Sunday night football. This jackass says Chiefs laying 5.5 at the Giants Sunday night is one of our big games.
Yeah, of course. I put Sunday night featuring your football team and the team you hate. And I also added the note that you have to bet this.
No, why?
Yes. And you can call me churlish, which. Awesome vocab points. seriously, most people don't use that word. It's great. You hate the Chiefs. They can't score. The Giants' D-line is good. 5.5, 6.5 some places. Mike, your offense has juice. You're betting the Giants.
But are you betting?
No. This is a Mike has to bet this.
Oh, goody. This is where, hey, Mike, I think someone broke in the house. Go check on it.
You got this, right?
Yeah, you got this. Here's a stick.
You're a baseball bat. You got this.
Jim, here's why I don't like this. This is an interesting thing is, A, the number is 6.5 this morning.
Good.
But here's the interesting
better
part.
For you.
No, it's not. I don't have the type of bet split that I would want to play this. Would you believe the Giants are actually public?
I'm seeing 77% of the bets on the G-men.
Yeah, Jim.
You can be 78%, Mike.
No. Here's what I will promise you. If you want me to take an ugly underdog, you know I'm not above that. But it's got to be one that nobody really wants. Public dogs get slaughtered. You want to talk football? Let's talk football. First of all, this Giants defense, with that secondary, the way Shane Bowen is playing with loose zones, Mahomes will cut him apart. The pass rush is good, but here's the problem. Shane Bowen won't put them together. You know, week one, I think it was 12% of the snaps. All four of their heavies were out there with Dexter Lawrence and Abdul Carter and Kayvon Thibodeau and Brian Burns. Number went up against the Cowboys, but not nearly enough. The other thing, and it's a developing storyline for me, I don't think Dexter Lawrence has played well at all the first 2 weeks. And Sexy Dexy is the best fat man in the league. Dexter Lawrence turns centers and guards into end tables. He picks them up and moves them. I'm not seeing it. If they have any chance of winning this game, they have to put Mahomes in hell. And they just haven't put it together yet. And the problem is Bowen, with these four pass rushers, refuses to play tighter coverage. So it almost works against what they want to do. Now, the flip side is this. I don't know if I get Andrew Jones. I mean, shout out Braves Hall of Famer Andrew Jones and the island of Curacao. Andrew Thomas. I don't know if Andrew Thomas is back. I could be playing a fifth or sixth round pick in Marcus Bowe, the kid out of Purdue. Played well.
Why don't you start the guy who had the four penalties on one series last?
Let's roll James Hudson out there after four penalties on one drive, and he tried to fight the coaching staff when getting benched.
You don't think he's going to start?
I do not. And here's the other concern I have. And I'm not trying to overly nerd out, but I'm trying to defend my honor and why I don't want to bet this. I have to tolerate John Michael Schmitz against Chris Jones. John Michael Schmitz has been bad. Giants drafted him in the second round 2 years ago. He was supposed to be good. He's awful. I don't like the interior of our line. And I wonder about how much of what Russ did was Dallas. Deron Bland was out. They run a ton of loose zone. Guys were just flying everywhere. Chiefs ain't going to do that. Chiefs going to play man. They're going to blitz the shit out of Russ.
Correct.
Buddy.
So, okay. A couple thoughts. Chiefs, a lot's been made of their 0-2 start. 21 points per game, give or take, the last three seasons, right? Not the high-flying stuff from the first half dozen years of Mahomes' career. So that's why I thought the points would be a premium for you in this spot.
They can be, but what if we looked at this through a different lens?
Are you going to pitch the under?
I was thinking about it.
But you okay, what if instead I tell you to put it in the category of things we don't like to do, but sometimes we break the rules, we could tease the Chiefs to just win the game later?
Think you're better off doing that. Yeah, I don't hate it. I'd be shocked if the Giants won. I mean, and normally
the Chiefs really going to start 0-3.
Look, that's what you would have. Are you willing to lose to find out is the better question.
Yeah.
To make it a part of your tease.
It's going to be in the cookie dough too. So we're going to have fun with this one.
Okay. Yeah. And dude, look, ultimately, as much as I don't think much of the Chiefs, I still think Patrick Mahomes and 0-3 are just two things that don't go together. If they go 0-3, they go to number one on the panic list. And by the way, here, ready? Think fast. Give me the last time the Giants rose up and beat somebody you cared about. Good talk.
2012.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. 2011.
Cash the Ticket is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.